Vivian Joy here. I'm a mindset reset expert, so I'm helping you understand the deepest structures of your mind. And today I want to hear and talk about manifestation, so I would love your feedback on this. I get asked a lot about this and I get asked to talk about it, and I'm not a manifestation coach. That is not what I call myself, because there are thousands of those, millions in fact probably, who are, you know, attracting their millions of clients and millions of pounds of money, and they help people to understand from their perspective. So my perspective of it is a little bit different, because manifestation starts in your mind. So if your mind is set for failure, then guess what happens? If your mind is set for success, guess what happens? And anything that's happening inside of you will show in what's happening outside of you. I want you to hear that again. What you're thinking about, you're bringing about. What you're feeling into, you're going to bring from outside of you. And this is a really powerful concept that most people don't understand. I'll give an example. If you wake up in the morning thinking, oh God, I don't want to go to work, I hate my boss, I hate my life, I've got to do that journey, the traffic's awful, guess what happens? The universe says, oh, you're feeling a bit miserable today, that's clearly how you want to show up, we're going to give you more of it. They'll make the lights change, there'll be traffic, your boss will be in a bad mood, or maybe you won't get there at all for whatever reason. Because what you're doing is you're telling the universe how you want to feel and what you want to attract. This is some very basic law of attraction stuff. If, however, you wake up, you know, like Snow White, whistling while you're getting ready in the morning, thinking joyful thoughts, then the universe says, aha, we're having a good day. We're going to bring lots of positive things. The lights will be in flow. Everybody will be joyful. You'll manage to stop and get a coffee because you'll have lots of time, and you'll arrive on time and have a good time. So these are really important concepts for you to understand for yourself. So you are essentially manifesting your reality from your thoughts. Now then, yes, Vivian, that's great, but what about all the shit that happens to me? Well, you see, life happens. Life happens sometimes to you. Eventually you work out that it happened for you. How many times has something awful happened and you've hated on it every minute of it while you were going through it? But on reflection, I've looked back and gone, thank God that happened. Thank the universe that I got, that I lost that job, because now I'm running my best business. Oh, thank you, universe, getting rid of that awful partner who really actually wasn't right for me, because now I've got the best one ever. So in hindsight, we can look back at these things that happen to us and realize they've happened for us. But at the time, it's really hard because we feel like we're a victim of the universe. And I myself have experienced this many times. And so the trick here is to have a really empowered mindset. So this isn't the kind of whoop, whoop, I'm going to win the world. When we're in a good space, everyone can do that. That's really easy. It's easy to look after ourselves and manifest and be joyful and spread the word of love when we're in a good place. But when shit's going down, this is a real test of how much inner work we really have done. And that inner work comes from our belief system from many years ago. And so we need to work on that, and that's what I help people with. So if you need some help with that, you know where I am. Because actually, when we're in the depth of despair or there's something not going right, to be able to switch our state, which is very much NLP work that I do with people, and create a different state to create a different way that's going to happen in the world that day is really very powerful. And so when you are in a bad place and can switch yourself into a good place without the help of somebody like me, or without getting drunk or eating loads of chocolate or whatever else you do to try and dopamine mine to get yourself in a different space, when you can do that, you can truly know that you have a resilient as fuck mindset that you are unfuckable with. Phrases I use very often, as you've probably heard. So if you haven't got that and things can take you down, then this is where we still need to do the work. As I say, when we're in a good place, it's really easy to manifest the right things. And when we're in a bad place, we are still manifesting, but manifesting things we don't want. So you need to guard your thoughts. You need to guard your feelings. That tiny little voice that sometimes speaks, the universe still hears that one. The universe still hears all of your thoughts and feelings, as does your own soul, your own inner guidance. So what are you thinking each day? What are you thinking and feeling each day, and what is it attracting? Because what you're thinking about, you're bringing about. What you're feeling will create more. You attract who you are. You attract more of who you are being. I know that if I get myself into a bit of a bad space and I get a bit negative, which is quite rare, but if it does happen, I know because of the people I'm attracting into my life will all be people that are really not my ideal client, which need empowerment and answers and want are driven and want a new level of business, a new mindset, a new life. I'll attract the people who are really stuck, really, and actually don't feel safe to shift at all. And I know that if I've attracted those people, I must on some level be in that place too, because I am going to bring about who I am. I'm going to attract what I need. And so in that point, I have to then use my own tools and create a different state for myself. And then all of a sudden, the flow of people coming towards me, even friendships, will change and shift to alter. And this is sometimes not happens overnight, by the way. This can be sometimes in a couple of weeks. So I want you to have a think about all the things that come towards you now, all the things that arrive in your life. Are they mainly positive and you're a lot joyful for them? Or have you got a lot of shit coming towards you? In which case, spend some time on your own, in your own space, thinking about what you really, really want, what you want to achieve, because then if you can believe it and if you can visualize it, then you can achieve it, and the universe gets given that guidance and direction more clearly from you than your negative thoughts and self-talk that maybe you're churning out each day without even realizing. So really, really focus in on what you want to do, what you want to have, who you want to be, who you want surrounding you, and focus on that as many times in a day as you can, because it's better than focusing on all the shit that's going wrong and that you don't need. You focus on stuff you don't want, you'll get more of it. You focus on stuff you do want, guess what? You'll get more of that too. And so you know where I am if you need any help with this, or you really are truly stuck, like you really don't get this, or you really don't understand what you want for yourself, i.e. you need some clarity, because if we haven't got any clarity, the universe will just give us whatever it thinks we want based on what we've got in our life, or you know, what we're saying to ourselves. So let's make sure you're getting the right things coming towards you. You can book a call with me and we can get you started down that road. I look forward to helping you.